Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Shelley Wilson Show. I am an intuitive medium, a Reiki master, and a spiritual teacher. My mission is to assist others on their own journey into consciousness and encourage them to live an authentic life through awareness and empowerment. Coming from a place of respect, truth, integrity, and love, I honor your free will and recognize that you are co-creating your reality with the universe. My intention is to bring understanding, help you to heal from the past, and realize your full potential. I invite you to begin your life in a new way and tap into your inner power as you explore who you really are. Refrain from simply existing and elect to live your life fully without regret. It is time to let go of the past, live in the present, and look to the future, for it is this attitude that will transform you. Today's special guest is psychic medium Bill Phillips. Known for being one of the world's youngest psychic mediums, Bill Phillips has won the confidence of skeptics and believers alike. Throughout several years of reading professionally, he has helped countless people deal with the grief of losing loved ones by bringing through validations, evidential information, and beautiful messages which heal and bring a sense of peace. His gentle and direct delivery has earned him great recognition, along with a clientele that spans the globe. He's also released a CD entitled Journeys Within, Guided Meditations with Spirit, to help others gain a higher level of awareness and be more open to listening to their own inner voices and intuition. Bill's website is billphillips.com, and that is B-I-L-L-P-H-I-L-I-P-P-S. .com. Once again, BillPhillips.com, and you can also find Bill on Facebook. Welcome to the show today, Bill.
Thank you so much, Shelley.
This is going to be a fun hour.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'm excited. I know I already have a lot of people calling in, so listeners, today is going to be a conversation. Rather than taking callers and offering readings and insight, Bill is going to share his journey with us, this journey into consciousness, talk about his work, and also talk about many of much of this wisdom that he embarks through his Facebook page. Bill, you have a lot of followers on your page.
Yes, yeah, it's kind of crazy how that happened. It's basically been through word of mouth, and I really felt like it was my way of giving back to the community, because I would receive all of these messages daily from people saying, you know, whatever you posted on Facebook changed my life, you know, I was going to kill myself, or I was going to do this or this or that, and when I saw your message at that time, it changed everything completely for me. So I thought, okay, along with my own practice of helping people through their own loved ones that, you know, that have crossed over, I wanted to give back to the community through spirit in a more universal way. So I thought, okay, yeah, I'll do this. And then it kind of grew and grew and grew, and it's just kind of growing like crazy now. So I'm very grateful for that. And
absolutely.
Yeah,
Share all of your posts. Between the pages that I have, Journey into Consciousness and Shelley Wilson, and my personal page, I share them because a lot of this knowledge, first of all, that you embark is my own beliefs, and it's very conversational, meaning people can relate and understand because fancy words aren't used like some writers and teachers utilize. You know, it's just plain and simple, very well explained.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I personally, I probably wouldn't understand those very complex verbiage either,
right.
So I keep it very simple, and I think because of that, people can relate to on a very deep level, you know.
Yes, and I think, you know, that's what I refer to as a conversationalist tone, because, you know, just as we're speaking now, this is one way to converse, and then in giving a presentation, you may deliver it a little bit differently, a little formally, but most people can relate when you keep it on their level rather than trying to talk above them.
Exactly, and they're much more comfortable as well, yeah.
Yes, yes, and I love that you encourage interaction too, because I see on many of your posts, when people do comment, you reply as well.
I do. I don't want to be so removed from, the conversation like a lot of people are. I want to be interactive with people. You know, that's why I'm doing this, is to help people. So I think it's a great avenue and a great outlet to do that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let us learn more about you, Bill. Whatever you're guided to share about your journey, I know on your website you've got a lot of your information, and I love the stories that you share on the About. But anything that you're guided to share with the listeners, we will greatly receive.
Okay. okay, let me think. Where do I begin? Well, I guess my journey really into doing this work started when I was about 14, and I was living in California. My mother was living in New York, and we had been separated for about 5 years. And she, unfortunately, she had a lot of issues with drug and alcohol abuse. And she became very ill, and I went and saw her on basically the last day that she was living. And that night after she passed, she came to me. And I didn't know what to believe. I thought I was crazy, first of all. I thought I was making it up in my head. But the things that she shared with me were so beautiful and so comforting that I just kind of, kept it with me, didn't tell anyone about it. And then the next 3 years were pretty amazing because I was being approached by people on the street that were psychic, and they would tell me, you have this amazing ability, and it'll be a couple of years before you know how to use it, but you're going to help many people in this lifetime. And I thought, oh my gosh, this person is crazy. I don't know what they're talking about. it was very, very unusual for a 15-year-old to be approached like that.
Right.
But as time went on, though, I became more and more interested and even obsessed with death. I just thought I wanted to learn more and more about it. And through that time, my mother would come to me in visitations. And at first, they were very dramatic and they were very, for me, very scary. And then as time went on, they lessened with intensity and became very subtle. Well, flash forward 3 years, in a very random way, I basically drove into a metaphysical store down here in Southern California, and I walked into the class that was on mediumship. I don't know what really led me there. I just knew that I was curious, and I walked in. And in that class, there were about maybe 20 people, and they sat me. Well, actually, when I walked in, they all looked at me very strangely, and I thought, what is going on? And they thought, they told me, your energy is so luminous and love. And I'm like, okay, this is a bunch of baloney. But I sat down with someone randomly that evening, and they told me to close my eyes and hold this person's hand and then just share with her anything that was coming to me. And I didn't really know what that meant, coming to me. So I held her hand, and in my mind, I started to see things that were unusual to me. So I basically shared them with this woman. And within about 5 minutes, I saw this woman with blonde hair in my mind's eye, and there was no response from this person across from me. And then I also saw the name Julie in my head. It just popped into my head just so randomly. And I thought, okay, this is weird, but I'm going to say the name Julie. okay. And then I started to see a bunch of prescription pill bottles that were being spilled over a table. And when I shared this with the woman and also the teacher, she asked me, Bill, how would you interpret that? How would you interpret pills being spilled over a table? And I thought, overflow, overdose. And this woman burst out crying because her best friend named Julie died of she committed suicide of a prescription pill overdose. And that was my first time ever having that experience on that level. And it was very frightening for me because I really thought that I was crazy. And I thought that in some ways I was making it up because it was so subtle for myself. And after that, I would practice on friends of friends and friends, and it grew, and that's kind of what happened. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
And I know that you can remember that story as if it just happened.
Oh, totally, of course. Yeah, just like yesterday.
Yes, yes. Well, Bill, that's a fascinating story. And, fast forward from that time, you are just stepping into your power and delivering those messages. I know you had an event over the weekend, and, this is something that you regularly do, doing those public galleries.
Yes, it is. And I wasn't sure. I was trained as an opera singer. After that time happened, I was about 20 years old, and I moved to San Francisco, and I went to this very prestigious conservatory where I learned how to sing opera because music was my first passion. And when I was there, I was constantly getting sick or having a lot of very dramatic events take place in my life. And I've come to realize that when I was in school, they basically taught me how to be on stage in front of an audience. We learned how to trust our intuition with music and with delivery of performance, with singing. And what I came to realize is that they were very, very connected, singing, and the sensitivity of singing and being a medium are very similar. And, they both work with vibration. And one of the biggest things I was taught when I was in school was breathe, trust, and open your mouth.
Yeah.
And those are the exact same principles that I use when I channel is breathe,
trust,
and open my mouth and hope
exactly.
that whatever comes out is going to be for that person. And that's exactly what I do. And that's led me, for the past 3 years, I just, I tried it out, and now I basically give these audience readings to several hundred people at any given time, in a setting, and it's really very profound and very healing, and I'm very grateful for the experience, and it's really grown a lot in the past couple of years. So
yes, absolutely, and I feel, as a medium myself, we are simply that channel, that vessel, that tube, as John Holland refers to it, where we just deliver the messages as they come through.
Exactly. Yes.
And so literally you get in that vibration and you open your mouth and allow the words to flow from you. And I love how you put that everything is about healing and that intention of love and providing that validation to those here on the earth plane from those loved ones from the other side and allowing them to recognize that their loved ones are still with them. It's just in a different form. They're no longer in physical form. They're simply energy.
Absolutely. And also what I've come to realize is that they really do learn, those souls across learn many lessons through that transition. And, let's say that they weren't very nice when they were here, or they, they maybe abused somebody, or they weren't good to their families. Usually when they cross, they've learned that lesson and they want to basically make it up. It's like their karmic debt to help their family that is living still. So what I've realized is that the ones that maybe caused the most pain in someone's life when they were here, ironically, when they cross over, are their biggest supporter and advocate and are guiding them through this lifetime, because they were not, basically they're more help to them where they are now in spirit than when they were here physically, because they were too daunted by, physical emotion and depression or whatever earthbound emotion was basically corrupting them in the physical body.
Yeah.
So that was a big lesson. And also what I realized and what I love to teach people is that doesn't matter how connected you were to them in life, even let's say if they passed before you were born, it was like a grandparent or something, they are extremely connected to you now. And I like to give the analogy of like the other side, walking into a classroom and having it be back to school night, you know, where everyone's going to basically talk
right.
about the student. And the student being the client who's coming in for the reading. And even if these people didn't know each other in life, they are getting to know each other where they're at in this classroom in heaven. And it's quite remarkable how they're all connected over there and how the people that are living still would have no idea about this until they were more open to either seeing a medium or just more open to how spirit works. But every person that you've interacted with or had a connection with for any given time are connected to you energetically, and that's the most beautiful thing about doing this work, I find. So
absolutely. Yeah. And I know, you know, as you're talking about this, and these are especially loved ones that are no longer with us, and, you know, just for example, if you, a particular individual did not know their great-grandmother or great-grandfather, but, you know, they do recognize they have one, and so this evidential information coming through, they may not be able to validate. But nonetheless, these loved ones are still there, still helping to guide us and watch over us, and they have messages for us. And so in those senses, I believe that it's particularly important just to receive that message coming through without trying to recognize who this person is or remember, because they may have passed before you were even born.
Absolutely. Yeah, it really does take an openness. Because when somebody typically wants to get a reading from anybody, they have in mind usually one person who they want to hear from. And I always tell them, okay, you'll probably hear from that person, but forget about that for the time being and be open to anyone who may have been connected to you,
right.
because once that door is open, they're all going to come through and talk
right.
to you. And that's always what happens.
Yes, and even
you know.
People that you may not be related to spirit-wise may come through for a message for you as well. And you're like, I don't even know this person. You know, and sometimes they just come through with the assistance of another spirit.
Absolutely, and I think that's so amazing because people like to, you know, skeptics and cynics like to basically accuse mediums of being either mind readers or something, or, you know, Googling somebody or mind reading. And when somebody else, unbeknownst to them, comes through and gives information that's for somebody else in their life that there's no way that they even knew about, it even proves, you know, this point more that no one's reading anyone's mind. This is truly coming from a discarnate being who's trying
right.
to communicate. And it's just fascinating. You know, it's really just quite amazing. And
yes.
I'm amazed every day with it. So,
yes, absolutely. And you know, I think that it's important to see ourselves. You know, this is a huge gift. This is an opportunity to not only provide healing, but transformation and empowerment, because the reason that these loved ones come through is many times to offer encouragement and support for those of us on this side that are going through challenges.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying to help us basically acquire the peace and, you know, happiness that they have acquired in their transition, and they just want us to be somewhat, you know, just realize that basically comes down to relax.
Right, chill
calm
out.
Calm down, relax, chill out. It's going to be
yeah.
okay, you know,
yes.
right.
Yeah, yeah, in the big scheme of things, everything is not so big, you know, we can really
exactly.
recognize that sometimes those moments in time that we perceive to be huge and outstanding, it's really just a moment in time, and so it's all about our perception.
Exactly. I love that. Yes.
Yes. Well, Bill, is there any other stories that you would like to share about your journey? Because I know my listeners especially love hearing personal stories, and it assists them on their own journey into consciousness.
There's tons of them. One that I can think of is I wanted to share one of my dear friends now, her name is Tanya Brown, and she is the sister to Nicole Brown Simpson, who was murdered, you know, about 15 years ago or so. And when I was 15 years old, it's really important that everyone knows if you feel guided towards something that is not of your knowing, like, I don't know why, but I feel like going here, I feel like traveling here, trust your inner knowledge, because you're being guided by spirit. And I didn't realize it, but when I was 15, I loved to go to cemeteries. I just loved it. This is when I was really, you know, interested in death, and I just wanted to know more about it, and I wanted to be around it. And so during school, or actually I would leave school, and I would go to these cemeteries, and one day I was walking around, and I heard a voice that said, "Stop and look down." So I did. And the headstone that I was standing on top of was that of Nicole Brown Simpson.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it was very bizarre, you know. And I thought, okay, well, obviously there's some kind of connection. I didn't know what it was really. And a year later, I happened to be in a really horrible car accident where the doctor said, "We don't know how you survived this. Like, you should have basically been dead." And it was in front of that cemetery where that
wow.
happened. And
wow.
I always felt like, huh, I wonder if maybe she had been protecting me in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, flash forward 10 years, in a very unusual way, I was brought in to read for her family and channel messages from her, amongst others as well. And just this past Saturday at my event here in Orange County, Tanya Brown introduced me to the audience and shared her story with her first reading with me, and how Nicole came through. And I really feel like that basically I was repaying her for the favor that she gave to me 10 years previously.
I got chills. Yes, I just got chills at that. So, yes. And sometimes we don't realize in that moment what is happening. And, you know, later we can look back and reflect and see exactly what occurred.
Absolutely. And that's the thing is that, you know, in physical years, you know, we have calendars, we have years, months, and hours here. There's nothing of that nature in spirit. It's linear. So to her, I'm sure to Nicole, this was a flash, you know, a flash of an eye that this happened. But for me, it took 10 years for that to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And to really kind of piece those things together. And I did. And it's really amazing how we're always being guided. And that was just a very prime example of that. So,
yeah. That's a great story. And you know, I'm sure sometimes I just, you know, stand and shake my head in awe, because it's like, you can't make sense of it. And that's when we don't even try to analyze it or go there. We just simply acknowledge it and put our gratitude energy out there and release it and move forward and be thankful.
Exactly. That's all that you can do is just
yes.
say thank you, and then know that something's watching over you, and keep
yes.
on going.
Right. And smile. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Smile and
yes.
be joyful. Oh, this is beautiful. Bill, is there anything particular? I pulled up your website and your meditation
mm-hmm.
CD that you've done, Journeys Within. So these are meditations that you've written to assist individuals with connecting with their crossed-over loved ones. Because
yes.
many people enjoy the guided meditation, and so this is something you've put together. It's available through your website, and if you go to billphillips.com, and Phillips has one L in it, so that's BILLPHILIPPS.com, you can click on the meditation CD heading and have access to that. Is this CD available anywhere else, Bill?
Yes, it's also on iTunes as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that people really love to download it and listen to it. And basically what I was, you know, I was always looking for someone on the outside to help me learn about my gift. And I,
uh-huh.
you know, and I always felt like I would be blocked by, you know, I don't know, going to, you know, I don't know, classes or workshops. And what I came to realize is that basically the medium really does teach themselves. They don't get the information. I mean, you might hear something from someone or how they approach a matter, but it really comes from spirit teaching you through yourself. And so what I wanted to do was just show people a basic way to go within, clear their mind, make that a daily practice, and then also how to basically use your intuitive mind or your spirit self, your spirit mind, to connect with your own loved ones. Because many people want to go out and seek outside of them for a medium to validate that they're around them, but everyone has, in some way, their own ability to do it by themselves. if they are open to it. And so that it was the reason behind the CD, was to basically have everyone have the opportunity to be able to be open to receiving their own signs and validations on their own.
Yes, yes, I think that's great. And you know, people love to utilize the services of a medium, but once again, this is that reminder that everyone can pay attention and connect, because the way that our loved ones in spirit do communicate with us is through signs. And sometimes it's very subtle and gentle, like whispers and breezes, and sometimes they use nature and cloud formations and songs on the radio. But it's all about heightening that awareness and paying attention. And one of the tracks on the CD is Journey to Awareness. So it's all about paying attention.
Yes, exactly. And just slowing down. And, you know, we're always in a rush to get somewhere. You know, we have drive-through for Starbucks nowadays, you know, and we're always in a rush to get somewhere. And if we just took a few minutes, really, every day to slow down and be aware and be present, then we wouldn't need a lot of things that are out there, like medications or therapists or whatever it may be, because we're coming from within and being present. And when you're present, as well, as when you're able to recognize those signs from those that have passed around you.
Yeah.
And so that's basically what it's doing, is it's helping you become present and understand how your energy works, understand how, you know, how the auric field works, and really, if you don't protect it, you can manifest things into your body that aren't good for you. Because we're all sponges when it comes down to it. We're all empaths, and we all have that innate ability. And I think that nowadays more people are becoming more aware of that through media, television, and so there's a heightened curiosity, basically, about, okay, this feels right to me. How do I go about doing this? Or how do I protect myself? Or what can I do to be more spiritual? And it's very simple, really. It just has to do with being aware and setting your intention. And that's basically, you know, in my opinion, that's what it comes down to anyway.
Yeah.
It's just very, very simple terms, you know.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, everything has to do with intention. Are you coming from that heart space, that space of love, or are you coming from that place of fear and lack? So it's important to be mindful of that energy you're putting out there and be mindful of your intention.
Exactly, yes.
Yes, well, do you have another story for us, Bill? I'm
oh,
loving
goodness.
Your story.
Thank you. Let me think of which. I have so many. I just don't know which one. I'm so not used to being the one to speak for the whole time, so I'm trying to wrap my brain around it. Okay, let me see. What else? Okay, so, you know, basically my biggest journey with having this gift of being a medium was to basically trust.
Uh-huh.
And trust without really having the validation happen in the moment, because
I
still find that every day that I do this work, there are still things that people are like, you're crazy, until after they leave my office or after the session has ended. And I call it spirit homework, where basically those that are in spirit are wanting you to go out and seek other information that is being given to prove even more so that they're really around them. And when I was first starting out, I was 18 years old, and I, because of my family's upbringing, you know, everyone was very religious and Christian, and they thought that basically this was the devil's work. And I really had a hard time accepting it, and so I would be in constant doubt all the time. I was like, this is not real. This is the devil. What am I doing? Oh my gosh, I'm crazy. I was really tormented with it for a while. And what I came to realize is that every person that came to me, there was something that was so profound that happened that would validate to me that this really is real. And one of my very, 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 very first paid readings with a client, with someone that came to me, and I was reading for her, and her mother had come through, and I said this name. It was a very unusual name. And I said, was this like a romantic interest of yours? And she said, yes. And it's been like 8 years. And, you know, he moved to France and I haven't heard back from him in 8 years, blah, 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 blah. And I, you know, I just said, well, I'm really feeling guided by your mother to tell you that she's sending him back to you as a validation that she's around you. So would you please be open to maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe a phone call from him or something. And she's like, you're insane. I don't, this is ridiculous. You know, you need to go back and learn how to be a psychic or whatever. This is not right. And for me, I thought, oh gosh, what am I doing? Yeah. You know, I probably am not right. What am I doing? And, you know, she left and the next day, she called me hysterically crying because when she got home that night, on her answering machine was a voicemail from, indeed, that romantic interest from 8 years previously that she had not been in touch with that lived in France.
Wow.
And that was my very first time, so I thought, okay, well, there's something here, so I have to probably keep on trusting this. You know, that little by little, that basically helped me understand, okay, well, it's okay. You know, you don't have to have immediate validation. Just, you know, just trust everything that you're given and go with it. And that's basically what I've done. And, you know, on the CD, one of my biggest affirmations is trust what you perceive because that is what you are meant to receive in that moment. And for anyone, really, you know.
I love that. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's basically what it came down to, was just trusting and really stepping out of ego of having to be, like, right or on or whatever it may be. It is trust that they're giving you what that person needs to hear in that moment.
Yeah,
so,
that's great.
Yeah.
And I know as you're saying this, I can totally relate, you know,
yeah,
as a
I'm
medium
sure.
myself, you know, because everything has to do with trusting that information coming through. And as you deliver it to the receiver or the client, it may not make sense to them in that moment. And, you know, sometimes their reaction is to immediately deny it. And that's why you say, I'm just going to leave this information with you. And just as
exactly.
this person did for you, they let you know immediately, and I'm sure it freaked her out because, you know, you delivered the message and then it happened, and I'm sure, yes, she was quite startled. But in reality, this is what we do is we trust, we get out of the way, we simply receive this information, and I know a lot of it has to do with our perception of how these messages come through, whether we feel it or see it or know it or hear it, it's still how we're receiving it and interpreting it, and then how we in turn deliver that message, and then in turn how they receive and perceive it as well. So there's a lot of perception and receiving involved to this communication.
Oh, absolutely. It's, I mean, I always say that it's like playing charades with a discard,
yes.
you know, with a dead person, basically.
I love that,
and,
yes.
and it's true, and you know, I always find that when I just basically say it as I see it, and even, you know, I may think that it seems very silly in my head, but it's usually when I feel like, oh, don't say that. That is really ridiculous. Don't say it. It's usually when I say it that it has the most profound effect on that person because it was so pure and so clear. And that's exactly what the person needed to hear. Even if it was like, you know, like the word pig or something very unusual, it has a direct meaning to that person. And that's how the spirits work, is through the reference point, through your dictionary, your internal dictionary, your encyclopedia, and they're trying to basically use your perception to communicate.
Right.
It's not like, and that's, for me, that was the hardest part, is because, you know, watching movies as a child, like The Sixth Sense or something, you know, I expected to see people walking around that were bloody with their heads cut off or something, and I didn't really expect that it was going to happen so subtly, because for me personally, I don't see bodies or I don't see dead people. I feel and I hear very, very strongly, and that's how I convey the messages. And it's just, you know, that for me was the hard part, was letting go of what society had painted a medium looks like, and knowing that it was different than that. So
yes, and that's totally media. You know, what we see on TV, especially now, because there's so many paranormal shows, so many medium shows, and, you know, working privately as well as in group settings, for myself, I always remind people, you know, what you see on TV has been edited, and there's a lot more involved in the production than what is going on. You know, something that may be condensed to an hour show may involve 6 to 8 hours of filming. So it's very important to be mindful of that as well.
Oh, that's a very good point, Shelley, because I remember being, you know, 18, 19, 20 and going to these tapings of these shows that were like 5 or 6 hours long that were edited down to a half an hour,
yes,
you know, program. And people aren't seeing what happens the rest of those 6 hours, you know.
Right. They think it's exactly like they see it on TV, and it's not.
It's not at all. No way. And that's just how it works, you know. The media expects television, pop culture expects, you know, to have instant gratification, and that's not how this works. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think for us, Bill, as well as other mediums, our colleagues and such, I think that's part of our responsibility to let people know that, first of all, we all work differently. We may have very similar aspects, but please don't compare us to one another, nor compare us to what you see on TV.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Because everyone's different and everyone has a different way of conveying a message. And, but, you know, the reality of that, it comes down to, is the person being validated? Is the person mm-hmm. being healed? You know, unfortunately, there are many people out there that, you know, if you want to call them a charlatan, you can, or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, that are doing it for the wrong reasons,
right.
And are putting fear into people, you know, or
yeah.
it's more based upon being, you know, I don't know, money-driven or fame-driven. But anyways, you know, they've lost, people sometimes lose touch of the reality of why they're doing that work. So, you know, that's why it's just really important for anyone who wants to seek out a medium, in my opinion, to go the route of word of mouth or what feels
mm-hmm.
right to you.
Yes.
Not what looks right on television, you know, but what feels right to you. So
that's great advice. And going back to what we were talking about with the symbolism and such, I know for
mm-hmm.
myself, I read People magazine. So when I deliver messages, I can get celebrities and movies and songs and things like that, and that's how I'm relaying that message to people. And just the other night, I did a group event, and I said, I see Frank Sinatra, and he looks young, and I'm seeing a top hat and cane. I said, you know, is your dad's name Frank, or did he look like him? And she said, he's an entertainer, was an entertainer, and he sang his songs. I said, perfect. There we go. There's the correlation. But spirit uses whatever we store in our brain, our data bank, to help convey these messages to the clients.
Yes, and that's such a beautiful story, Shelley, that and they're using something so specific, you know, to
yes.
get across to the person, to, you know, to show them that this is real,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and sometimes
yeah.
it's those what we would perceive to be little things, details, but they mean the most to that person because that's that evidential information that helps them understand that they're still with them, especially when they are bringing through information that's happened very recently, and the client says, well, that just happened yesterday, and I said, well, there you go. You know, there's that validation that they're watching you and with you.
Absolutely. I always tell the spirits, please bring through things that happened today, yesterday, to prove to them that this is, you know, that they were indeed with them and indeed experiencing this with them from where they were at, you know. And it happened on Saturday with my audience. I mean, there were so many things that happened that morning or that afternoon or on the drive over to the theater, you know, that there's no way that I could have known, you know, that really... That those are the details that make the person go, oh my gosh, okay, this is
mm-hmm.
real, you
yeah.
know. So, and it's just, I love that part of the work. I really, really do.
Yes. Well, this is great. I want to mention again your website, BillPhillips.com, and that's BillPhillips.com. And upon visiting Bill's website, you can learn more about him. He's got lots of testimonials, information about readings, upcoming events, and you can also order his meditation CD that we were talking about earlier in the show. I knew that you do a lot of public galleries, demonstrations, events, whatever you want to refer to it as. in the California area, you also travel to the East Coast as well.
Yeah, I do. I travel back east usually every 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start traveling other places shortly as well, like Florida and Texas and a few other places. You know, I just love to go and see what happens and spread the
yes.
word, and, you know, you build it and they will come, and that's usually
yes.
what happens. And,
yes.
And it's great. So.
Perfect. And we can also, listeners can book a private session. I know you're booked out several months in advance, but you can click on the readings link and learn more about booking a private session with Bill. In addition, please like his page, and it's Psychic Medium Bill Phillips on Facebook. And Bill, you post every few hours, so there's always information coming through the feed, and I definitely encourage you to like that page. It's one of my favorites, and I actively share Bill's posts. They're always good insight and information.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's honestly, I always say it's like my other full-time job is basically writing posts for that page. But I feel a responsibility to do that for everyone. So,
well, it's a way to give back, and you can definitely reach many people. And, you know, we know it has a ripple effect, because when people like and share, then they're expanding that wisdom with their own friends as well.
Absolutely, yes. It's very powerful. The social media is very, very powerful nowadays. So.
Yes, it is. Well, Bill, we would love to have another story. I'm just enjoying this. So is there anything recently that you would like to talk about, something that's happened recently?
You mean as far as a reading is concerned?
Any story that you would want to share.
Okay. Let me think real quick. I could talk about, I feel like I'm talking about all of these readings, but I guess it's informative to hear how spirit
absolutely.
Works. So
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. I had somebody come in just a few days ago, and she was referred by a client, a few months back that had come to see me. And, in her reading, I guess I told her from spirit that, you know, somebody was sending her someone romantically, because it always has to do with relationships, of course. And she said, you know, you said these initials that were going to be the initials. And then you also said that the person was going to like be eating this certain candy, that this was like their favorite candy. And she's like, and this person thought you were crazy. And, you know, on her first date with this person, which, by the way, were the exact same initials that you gave to her, she thought, okay, and she had in her mind this one candy. And then out of nowhere, he pulls it out of his pocket and starts eating it. And it's like, oh, yeah, this is my favorite candy. And he has to have it on him all the time. And they're still together, and they're still happy. And she wanted basically to report back to me, you know, that, you know, what had happened and everything.
Uh-huh.
And, so it's really funny. But, you know, just crazy, you know, little trivial things that happen.
I can see her eyes get really big in that moment when he pulls it out of his pocket and starts eating it. So, yeah, I'm sure it's one of those things. And I'm sure at the time that you conveyed the message to her, she's thinking, yeah, okay, this is kind of weird, but okay. And lo and behold, it happened.
Exactly. I can also think about, you know, I have worked on a few missing persons cases.
Yes, that would be interesting. Uh-huh.
And they were all very unusual in how they came about and happening. But one of them that I can talk about briefly is there was someone that I just read for and the week previously. And then, how do I say this? I was with a friend, and she wanted, you know, she loves what I did, and she wanted me to basically, she wanted me to solve a murder case. And I said, okay, I don't know what to do, but okay. So she said, well, just tell me what you're getting. And I'm like, okay, I don't know how this works. So I told her some details. I said, well, I'm hearing this name, I'm hearing that. Anyways, and she had it written down on a piece of paper. And what I had told her was that there was someone named Jamie who had been missing, and it was in the area, and he was walking his dog. And anyways, these very significant details that had no correlation on, you know, events in the area or any kind of previous murder case. And then a week later, this client had contacted me saying, "Oh my gosh, can you help me? My friend's missing." And it happened to be that person, and everything matched up completely.
Wow.
And they brought me in to talk to the family, and, you know, they asked me, you know, will we find him? And, it, you know, and I basically, you know, showed them where my feeling about where this person would be, you know, found. And they found him a few days later in that exact location.
Wow.
So, you know, things like that have happened, you know, and other stories as well. And, you know, I would love to do more of that because that's also my way of giving back as well. So I don't charge for that work. I think that's my, you know, my gift working at its best to give back to those families. But yeah, I definitely have loved every minute of everything that I've done with helping people. So it's been very, very powerful and wonderful, and I'm very grateful.
Yes.
The spirit. So.
Yes, yes. And when you do that, when you put that gratitude energy out there, well, then spirit continues to offer you those blessings. And
yes.
The more that you do this work, the more that you assist others in having that closure in their lives, whether it's connecting with a loved one who has passed or assisting in finding someone that may be missing or, you know, having closure to those cases. I definitely commend you, Bill, for this time and energy investment that you put into being of service to Spirit through that means and through your Facebook page, and also recognize that many people will continue to come and ask for readings and such just because they appreciate that validation, even though, as we were talking about, you're encouraging and assisting others, even through your guided meditation, to pay attention, heighten your awareness, connect with your loved ones yourself. They are there.
Absolutely. Yes. That's my biggest mission statement, is to let everyone know that they have the awareness within themselves to have that validation, and that you don't need to go see somebody. Ultimately, you know, of course it's comforting and it's amazing and validating to have that experience with somebody, but you can have that on your own in a different way if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you've written an article for Om Times, and just to mention briefly, you're very much encouraging people to do that grounding and protection. So would you verbally offer some insight to the listeners now about assisting them with that process and how important it is?
Oh, it's so important. And, you know, it really doesn't matter what you do. You can be a medium, you can be a doctor, you can be a singer, whatever you do, just in everyday life, it's very important to protect yourself and to ground yourself, to basically keep yourself in your body so that you're not, like, you know, floating out into the ethers and not aware of what you're doing. So basically what I like to do is visualize myself in a ball of light, and basically that ball of light is being surrounded with, you know, pure white light, golden pure white light that is protecting me from anything unwanted around me. And then I visualize that light going down my entire body, down through my feet, down into Mother Earth, and basically connecting like a hook into the earth, keeping me, you know, grounded, stable, in alignment, basically. And there's different ways of doing it, but basically, if you can just visualize yourself with white light around you, surrounding you, and then set your intention behind that white light that you are going to be protected throughout your day, that to me is the biggest thing that you can do, is just to set your intention along with the visualization of it. And that to me is the most important part of it, is intention, visualization, and then go off and do your thing. So,
yeah.
And I, you know, I think I wrote about that in the article, but I also write about it a lot on Facebook as well, because I'm very, very big in, you know, into that, into this protection, and just not giving away your power or your energy to anybody around you, because we tend to, like, go through our days giving away our power or letting someone else control us, or, you know, in any way. It could be with a job, a relationship, whatever it may be. And so just to really take back your power and to protect it and know that it's yours and no one else can have it, you know?
Yes, it's your light to shine, and ultimately this is your human life experience that you're having. So stand in your power and take it back if you've been allowing it to be taken or you're giving it away.
Absolutely, yes.
Very good. Well, listeners, we have just a little bit of time left. I want to mention once again Bill's website, BillPhillips.com, and that's BillPhillips.com. You can pick up his meditation CD through his website, Journeys Within, Guided Meditations with Spirit, as well as through iTunes. Bill also has a Facebook page, Psychic Medium Bill Phillips, and this page has lots of great information and knowledge, and as I said, it's one of my favorite pages to follow and to share the posts. So, Bill, keep up the great work in that regards.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything that you would like to pass on to the listeners as we're closing out this time?
Well, I just want to thank you for the opportunity today, of course, and just to let everyone know that ultimately, the answers that you're seeking are really found within, and if you honor that space, you won't have to go out and feel empty finding outside of yourself. That if you really spend the time to get to know yourself on a deep level, that you will have everything that you ever wanted or needed internally, and that, you know, everyone's struggling and fighting a very tough battle in life, and I really wish everyone has peace and love and comfort, and that all of those emotions and all of that peace is attainable from just slowing down and going within. So I ultimately wish everybody that has listened today, you know, that peace and serenity and just knowledge that you are power, you are empowered, and to trust your inner knowledge and your empowerment, and the sky's the limit.
The sky is the limit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful advice, and I was smiling as you were saying it because it's very much my own. We may have conveyed it a little bit differently, but absolutely very important that we be who we are and to have that confidence and to trust and recognize that some of these challenges that we may be experiencing are simply opportunities for learning and growth. It's just a matter of perception. But it's important to remember to breathe and relax and be in this present moment, and each day will offer us a new beginning.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for this time together. I've enjoyed our conversation immensely.
Thank you. Me too. It was great talking, and thanks for all of, you know, just your support, and thank you for asking all these wonderful questions. But again, I don't, you know, talk about it very often, so it was a pleasure.
Yeah, well, these stories have been wonderful, starting with how it all began, this journey, and how you began the readings and trusting this information that's coming through, as well as providing some stories with your readings and offering that validation. And once again, we have to trust. We trust.
Yes.
Well, listeners, be sure and visit Bill's website, BillPhillips.com, as well as his Facebook page, Psychic Medium Bill Phillips. Bill, thank you so much for this time today.
You're welcome, and thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Well, listeners, this concludes today's show. And I'm so very thankful and grateful for this opportunity that we have had together and enjoying this time together. It's just been fantastic. And this concludes today's segment of The Shelley Wilson Show. Until next time, remember, this is your time. I encourage you to live an authentic life, be the best you can be, and love yourself in the process. Much love and many blessings to each of you.